Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Omid Aleph, and we're going to, Mi'etz Hashem, conclude Simen Reish Lamed Hey in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we begin at the very top line with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, L'chatchila, optimally, Tzorich Likros Kriyat Shema Miyad B'tzeisek L'chobim. A person should ideally read Kriyat Shema the minute the stars come out, as soon as it's the Zman of Tzeisek L'chobim. Uzmana ad chatzi alayla. And optimally, the last time that one should say Marv is when it reaches midnight, when it reaches halachic chatzos. So according to the Mechaber, a person really has, from the time of Tzeisek Kochavim until midnight, to optimally daven kriyashma. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Chavav explains, this reason makdim l'mitzvos, the reason why you want to do it as soon as possible, is because a zealous person will always try to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity. And he brings us down the name of the Levush. Ad chatzi alayla, you have until midnight, until the middle of the night. Pirush, the Rabbanan Godru, the rabbi set up a fence. She'osu l'sacher b'kriyashma b'yosem echatzos. Technically, you can say it all night long. The rabbi set up a fence over here and said, if you allow people to say it all night long, they're going to end up forgetting to say it. It'll run over into the morning, it'll be too late. And therefore, the rabbis did over here, as they did in several other places, for example, like the Afikomen on Pesach night, with various aspects of the Korbanos, they said, limit things to midnight in order to make sure that you do not go and transgress this important mitzvah. If you make them do it by midnight, there's less of a chance that they'll chas v'shalom not do the mitzvah. As the Mishneh Berurah says, shelo lavo lidei michshol, it shouldn't lead to be a stumbling block for the person, do it earlier. However, the mis acher, if you did delay, mikre over al divrei chachamim, you're called the person who's going against the wishes of Chazal. However, if you delayed until chatzos, but you said it before chatzos, then in that situation, you're going against avalach chatzos leki suri misacher. It's not called that you did an iser. However, elishol nikra zoriz. In that situation, you're just not called a zoriz, the person who's zealous in his performance of mitzvahs, the chanal, as we've explained. So again, the stam position of the Mechaber over here is that ideally you should say Kriyat Shema the minute that stars come out, the minute it's Tzeisek Kochavim. The earlier you say it, the better, but you only have until Chatzos. If you don't say it by Chatzos, it is too late. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Uzmano Ad Chatzi Halayla explains that the Mechaber is going stam like the Das of the Rambam and the Smag, as opposed to the opinion of the Rashba and the Rosh, who hold that we don't paskin like the Chacham Moviyah, that we must make offense, and they permit a person to say Kriyat Shema all the way up until Olos HaShachar. The Chavetz Chaim continues and he says, look in the Shagas Aryeh, Shadato Ledino Kedas HaRashbo V'HaRosh. Shagas Aryeh paskins that one can say Kriyat Shema all the way up until the morning. And if you look in O Zayin, in the Shari Tshuva, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, and he says, V'imratza Shalo Likros Ad Samuch Le'mur HaShachar Rishus B'yado. The person wishes to wait until the morning, he has the right to do so. However, he adds, the ein lasos kein, a person should not do this, kielo kishesh lo tzorech badover, unless there were extenuating circumstances or there was a pressing need that made him say Kriyat Shema so late in the night that he didn't say it until early in the morning before Olos HaShachar. Had the Chofetz Chaim conclude, so he goes through an arichus in the Bir Halacha, but about 10 lines up from the bottom, he says, Omnom motzasi shigam ha-rosh va-ashroa lav yichidoihem. He says there are many other opinions that agree with the Rosh and the Rashba. For example, shekin nimtso ki divrei betozos u-ben Yehuda u-beriyas u-vo b'shulte egiborim. You have the Tosos u-ben Yehuda and the Riyas, who will say also that you can say Kriyat Shema all night long. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Mikol Mokom, he says, nevertheless, there are many great Rabbanim that hold like the Shulchan Aruch Stam over here, that you should stop at Chatzos. This includes the Derech HaChaim, the Chayi Odom, and therefore, l'chatchila, a person should try to fulfill this by davening Marah before Chatzos. But, b'mokom atchak, under extenuating circumstances, for example, Kigon Shu Malami Torah Le'achayim U'Kayi Gavna, a person is giving a shir all night long, and he doesn't have an opportunity to daven Marav until it's after Chatzos. In this situation, Efshe D'yochel Lismoch Al Shitas HaRosh, you can rely upon the Rosh in this situation, and daven after Chatzos. And this is also the opinion of the Magen Kibor. Now we go back to the Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Sivkot and Chof Zayin still. And he says, V'hainu b'yoshe v'eino osik b'achila o b'mlocha matredes. That's what we said, that you don't have to daven right away. You can wait till a little bit later in the Zman of after Tzeisek Kochavim, before it's Chatzos, and while you should do it, Zrizim Makdimim, if you don't, it's not an Isser. That's only assuming that you're not doing something that is forbidden to be done before you said Kriyat Shema. So we're talking here, he's sitting, but he's not eating, and he's not doing another melacha that will distract him. Because Dilu Ochel, because if he's sitting down to eat, O Osik Melacha Matredes, or he's doing some sort of an activity that we said is going to distract the person and may cause him to miss Kriyat Shema. Therefore, in these situations, as we've explained, Kahi, the Simon, Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, that we discussed by Mincha and Reish Lamed Beis, and we pointed out the same things apply here by Mariv, Midina Osir. It is forbidden to do these activities once it's man kriyat shema, the chanal b'sif beis that we learned in yesterday's shir already, and therefore he should stop what he's doing and he should say kriyat shema right away. Where we said that you don't have to stop what you're doing and you can daven a little bit later on, albeit you're not going to be makayim zrizim makdimim, is if you're doing something that's permissible. Let's say a person is sitting in a shir and he has a 10 o'clock mariv, so he's certainly allowed to go to the shir and learn then. He'll have all the reminders that we talked about. He'll set up a shomer instead of a stopwatch. He goes to that kavua 10 o'clock minyan every night, whatever it may be. In that situation, he's allowed to daven later on and he doesn't have to stop what he's doing right now. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im avar, however, if a person in fact went past chatzos, the echar, the korah, if the person did not do as the rabbis instructed, and he went and he davened after midnight, and before Amud HaShachar, before dawn, but after midnight, Yotzei Dechavoso. B'di'evad, the Mechaber says, you are in fact Yotzei. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Chafek Ches explains, Dimina Torah L'kuli Alma Zmana Kol HaLaila. Everybody really holds that the Torah law is that you're allowed to daven Kriyat Shema. Say Kriyat Shema Shel Marv all night long, because the pasuk says bishach b'cho uvikumecha, and the uvishach b'cho means kol zman shebnei adam shochvim mashma. It means all the time that people are lying down, people are still sleeping at 2-3 o'clock in the morning for certain, and therefore technically you could say kriyat shema. Then the rabbis recommended as a geder, as we spoke already, that you should try to daven kriyat shema before chatzos for certain. But they also agree that if you didn't for whatever the reason, you're allowed to daven afterwards. Until dawn, you're allowed to still say Kriyat Shema, Mishum D'mayri B'yavar. Now, we're talking here that you did this after the fact. You shouldn't have done this L'chatchila, and that's why it says, D'hainu B'pshia. It says, over here, we're talking about a case where a person was negligent, and therefore it says, Nokat Ad Shelo Ola, until dawn. However, Ba'ones, Avol B'nenas, if a person had extenuating circumstances that didn't allow him to say Kriyat Shema before Amud HaShachar, Afilu Achar Shelo Olus HaShachar, Rakshu Kodem HaNeitz, Nami Korv Yotze. A person, let's say, was coming out of surgery, and he wakes up groggy, and he sees it's after dawn, but the sun has not yet risen. It's before Neitz HaChama, so he certainly is still allowed to read Kriyat Shema in that situation, and he will be, in fact, Yotze, Ukil Lekame B'Sif Dalet, as we'll learn in a moment, in Sif Dalet. Tisha footnote number 47 does point out, since you are saying Kriyat Shema and Mariv after Olos HaShachar, we've already learned previously in Simon Nun Ches, and we'll mention it again shortly as well, that you're not allowed to daven Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, but also Zman, also between sunrise and dawn. But you should wait till after the sun has risen in this situation to daven Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Because once you've said that it's still nighttime, i.e. that you're still saying Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis between dawn and sunrise, you can't also say that it's daytime. The issue foot number 45 in the second paragraph brings down. You have a choice over here. There's only a minyan for whatever the reason after chatzos. Or you could daven b'yechidus before chatzos. So you could fulfill the proper time of the mechaber only by davening b'yechidus. And you'd have to go to the b'dievet time in order to daven with a minyan. So he brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Or Letzion that it's actually preferable to daven alone before chatzos, rather than to daven with the minyan after chatzos. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, brought down in the Isha Yisrael. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Sheyikra Kriyat Shema b'yechidus kodem chatzos, in this situation, just say Kriyat Shema before chatzos, and daven mariv, and repeat, of course, Kriyat Shema after chatzos with the minyan. What happens if a person is on a bus, and if he were to go daven now, before chatzos, he would have to say Shmon Esrei sitting down. Whereas if you were to wait to daven until after chatzos, he would be able to say Shmon Esrei standing up. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation says that it's better, she is spalos, kol atvila, kolim chatzos be yeshiva. Better for the person to daven sitting down Shmon Esrei in the right time than to do it in a suboptimal time, a bidyevet time after chatzos. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita disagrees, and he writes, just say Kriyat Shema while you're sitting down on the autobus or whatever it is, and after it's chatzos, when you can say Shmon Esrei standing up, better to say it then. The issue foot number 48 brings down the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Simon Pei Tes, who wrote, Kishenosea b'alayla, when a person's traveling at night, lo yispala b'derech, he shouldn't daven while he's on the road, unless Imlo Shiesh Lechush Shiishon Ad Shiala Murashocha, unless he's afraid he's going to fall asleep and he's going to wake up after dawn. Umashma, you see from here, Shaadzman Ze Ein Lochush Gam Leinin Kriyeshma, seems to suggest that you don't have to be concerned about this unless you're afraid you're going to sleep all night long for Kriyeshma even. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, looking awesome in Reish Lamed Hey, in our Shari Tshuva that we already read before, who gives you permission to read Kriyashma up until Olos HaShachar, albeit if it's under extenuating circumstances. Ki yesh tzorech badover, is there the need to do so. Now we go to Siftala. The Mechaber writes, HaKorei Kriyashma Shal Arvis, if a person's davening Shema of Marv, Achar She'ol Amud HaShachar, now he's davening very late, it's already after this dawn has come, Kodem HaNeitzachama, before it is sunrise, as the Ramah explains, Pirush Yitzias Sachama, the sun coming out. Meaning, Heineitzu Harimonim. We have this expression of Neitzachama from the pomegranates flowering or budding. And therefore, we use the same expression, the sun budding out, so to say, of the sky. So in this situation, where you're davening Shema so late, after dawn, albeit before sunrise, Lo Yotzi De Chavoso Elam Kein Hoya Onus. In this situation, as we already pointed out, you're not able to do this L'chatchila, and you're not even able to do it B'diyevet, unless there was an onus over here, unless there was truly an accident or extenuating circumstances that did not allow you to say Kriyashma earlier. What are examples of such an accident? So the Chaber says, Kigon Shikr, a person was drunk, Rachmona Litzlan, O Chole, or he was Nebuch sick, Uchayotzeben, or any other situation like this. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed explains, Dav, the Minatora, Karina, and Bishachim Chuada Nates. Technically, it's still the time that people are lying down up until the sun rises. Mishum de'iko adayim miksas anoshim de'gonu b'hayishaita, because there are still some people that sleep all the way up until the sun rises. Mikol makum, nevertheless, hecho de'lo itnas, if a person was not under an extenuating circumstance, he wasn't forced, bitlu chacham mimenu mitzas kriyashma, so the rabbi, so to say, punished this person and did not allow him to say Kriyashma anymore because he delayed saying Kriyashma till such a very, very late point in time. And the rabbis decreed that he will not be Yotze if he says Kriyashma at this point in time. It is so late. Chofetz Chaim in Os Lamed Zayin does bring down Upashut. It's clear the Emirtze Shari Likros Kriyashma below Brachos Kikori B'Torah. The person can read Kriyashma without the Brachos of Kriyashma, because that's no different than if he was reading in the Torah, and this is brought down by the Prima Gadim in the Mishmas Ozov as well. Chavetz Chaim points out in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschul, Achar She'ol Amud HaShachar Kodem HaNeitz, he says this is double lashon. After Amud HaShachar, of course it means before Neitz HaChama. Why did he have to repeat both times, saying after Olos, before Neitz? So he says, the below onus, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here that without this accident forcing you to say it so late, afilu koratekev kishol amud hashachar gamkin in yotze, then even if you read it the second day after dawn, you wouldn't be yotze unless there was an onus. And if there is an onus, then even if you read it all the way up until neitzachama, you are yotze b'di'evit. The Mechaber gave us examples of a person who was, let's say, drunk or a person who was sick is considered an onus. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed Aleph explains, even if the person became drunk, after it already was Tzeisa Kochavim, it was the time to read Kriyashma, and he said, oh, I have plenty of time to read it later on, and he began drinking, and he gets drunk. So in this situation, as long as he wakes up before Neitzachama, he still is considered an onus and would be allowed to read Kriyashma then. If the person started drinking after it was Tzeisa Kochavim, when it was Dizman for Kriyashma, he's still not called b'mezid, nami eino b'chlal mezid, he's not called intentionally sinning over here, because in his mind he inappropriately thought, but didn't do intentionally not to say Kriyashma, he inappropriately thought the Kesavra, dain yeshos, shibesoch, kach yofug yeno. I'll get drunk a little bit, but it will wear off, and I'll still have plenty of time at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning to say Kriyashma. However, avo binishtakers man muat kodem olos hashachar, if the guy starts drinking at 4 o'clock in the morning, Nebuch, and he says, oh, I'll have plenty of time to get out of my drunken stupor before it's sunrise, then that person is amazed. She'efsho b'shor kitana kazu l'hofish k'kruso. There's no way that he'll be able to become undrunk in such a short period of time. And in this situation, lo havi onus, he's not considered an accident. For lo yotzi dechavos, he's considered mezid. And as we pointed out, the mezid you can't read after olos hashachar, after dawn. The issue footnote number 49 brings down in the second paragraph, of the footnote. If a person goes to sleep, even after it's Seisach HaChovim, and he should have gone and first said Kriyat Shema, but he was very tired, and he said, let me just take a little nap here for a little bit. He goes and lies down on a couch or on his bed even, and he says, I'll get up soon. But he realizes as he gets up 10 hours later or whatever it is later on, it's after dawn, but it's still before sunrise. So in this situation, the Shulchan HaTorah writes, Shalom Nikra Mezid. He's also not called an intentional, willful disregarding of saying of Kriyashma, the Yochel Krosu Adin Etzachama. And such a person is also considered an Ones and is allowed to still read Kriyashma after dawn before the sun rises. However, the Chesed La'alofen disagrees and says, Mashma Shikreno Bli Brachos. This person doesn't have the right to say it with the Brachos because maybe he is amazed and should just read it because Mimanoshach is reading for the Torah. Worse comes to worse. If he's Yotzei Shema, fine. If not, he's reading for the Torah. Now go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, for Anu Shikara Oz, the person who was accidentally didn't say Kriyashma and now is saying it between dawn and the sun rising, he should not say Lo Yomar Hashkivenu. When he's davening Marav Ovir, saying the brachos of Kriyashma, he should not say the bracha of Hashkivenu. Why? The Kivin Sha'ola Amun Hashacha, because this dawn has already come, Eino Zman Shchiva. Nobody is lying down then. There may be still people that are sleeping, as we said, but nobody is going to lie down then, which is what the meaning of Hashkivenu is, lie us down. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Mizbarib Poskim, this is explained by the Poskim, which is the Rosh, and other Poskim, according to the Chofetz Chaim in Osbam, Da'afilu Mirtzu L'dalek Tevas Hashkivenu, even if say, okay, I won't say Hashkivenu, I'll just start, U'la'atzlil, Min V'saknein Beitza Tobel Fonecha, V'chule, I'll just say the rest of the Bracha, Nami Einu Nachum. That's also not correct, we don't say the Bracha of Hashkivenu. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Gimel, because this is not the time of Shchiva, wrote to Lomar, what does this mean? Ein ozman shebnei adam holchim lishkad. This isn't the time that people go down to sleep. Shiya shayach lomar al zeh hashkivenu, that it's appropriate to say hashkivenu, lie us down to sleep, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avo mikol makom, mikri zman shchiva. It is still called zman shchiva in regard, le'inyan mitzvah to say the kriyashma, that you are still allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of saying kriyashma for nighttime, t'chsiv bo b'shoch b'cho, because it says by the pasuk, you have to say this at night when people are lying down, da'akavona kol zman shebnei adam shochvim. This includes even the latter hours of the morning when people are still sleeping from their night, even though it's already morning. And there's still are some people that are lying down after dawn before the sun rises, as we've already explained. And therefore, the onus, you'd still be allowed to go and say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis during this time of day after the dawn before the sun rises, because some people are still b'shoch b'cha. But nobody is hashkivenu at that point in time, which is why you can't say hashkivenu. The Rama adds over here, Hagah avoshar habrachos, the other brachos of Kriyashma besides Hashkivenu, dainu shtayim shelifnei Kriyashma, the two brachos before Kriyashma, hamariv aravim and ohev amo Yisrael, and the bracha afterwards, ubirchas emes viamuna ad Hashkivenu, up until Hashkivenu, omer, a person does have the right to say that. He brings us down the name of the Tur and the Mordechai and the Hagos Maimonim, and Ayla El Simon Nun Ches Siv Hey, where this is discussed further. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Dalet explains, v'lo yoma baruch Hashem liolam. Amen v'yamen v'gomer. You shouldn't say the extra bracha that many recite, Baruch Hashem li'olam. And likewise, v'gam shmoneh esrei lo yisbal. And you also shouldn't daven shmoneh esrei. The tefilas arvis niskin arak b'shul laila. Because davening of Mariv, that was done only at nighttime. And now it's already daytime. Everybody agrees that dawn is the start of the day. The only reason you're still allowed to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is because of the special din of Bishoch B'cho, as we've just explained. Some people are still sleeping, so technically you can still say Kriyat Shema Shel Mariv at that point in time. We pointed out already, you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris during the same time period as well. And therefore, as long as you're saying one between dawn and sunrise and the other one after sunrise, you would be Yotzei B'dievet under extenuating circumstances when you were forced into saying Kriyat Shema so late. The issue footnote number 50 brings down, therefore, a very interesting din in the name of the Kaf HaChaim, who says, let's say a person realizes he hasn't davened Marav and it's a minute or two before dawn. So if he says the brachos of Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, he's going to be already after dawn and now he won't be able to say Shemoneh Esrei. So in this situation, the Kaf HaChaim says the person should preferably daven Shemoneh Esrei before dawn, and he'll say the brachos of Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, without Hashkivenu, of course, after dawn, and that is 100% acceptable in this extenuating circumstances where he wasn't able to daven before this point in time. This concludes Simon Reish Lamed Hei and today's shir.